Today's Parsha and Chukos, the Torah presents the ultimate enigma, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, which is the paradigm of the Chok. So it's Chukos HaTorah. And as Rashi comes, Gzerihim Lufanoi, Ein Lecha Vashus Lahara Achreha. It's incomprehensible, it's Metayot Tmeim, U Metame Tahorim. And so, though the Rav Soloveitchik said that in a chok as well, the mystery or its unintelligibility, which defines the chok, means that not that we don't have any attempt to put it to understand it in the sense of how it impacts us. There are two questions: there's the why question, and there's the what question. The why question speaks in terms of human activity, what motivates us. But then there's but in science or in physics, the what question is, we don't ask why. Why does light travel at 186,000 miles per second? Or any other question in terms of physics. But what we do ask, what? To define it, to define the laws of physics. But why only relates to human motivation and not to God, whose will is self-justifying and beyond human comprehension. So while it's a chok, we can't ask why, but we do attempt to understand to understand it in terms of how it is meaningful for us. The why is, as Rashi says, Gzerihim Lufanoi. But the what, and how we relate to it in terms of Vodah Shebelev, as is the case that Rav said in every mitzvah, to enjoy and rejoice with the mitzvah, we have to. That's unattainable. If there's no message that's being delivered to us. And the Rav would always say that in learning, the why question is not valid. As I said, because God's will is self-justifying. In halacha, we ask what to define it. And this is really, this philosophical approach is the foundation of Brisk Alumdus. How do we categorize the different halachas under which rubrics in different categories? That's the what question. But if we ask why, so that's not a valid question in halacha. And this is really what Reb Chaim did in terms of defining under which categories different mitzvahs or different halachas find themselves. I would suggest that that's why Brisk does especially well in devices where there are categories like the Abbas and Nezikin or in Kochim. It's Toinim and Nitten is, you know, where his din, trying to what motivates a human in his din toiris and so on, or in his action, is less susceptible to Brisk Alumdus. Of course, ultimately everything is. But even as with the Chok, the Parah Aduma, it requires, and it's our duty, the Rav said, to interpret the Chukim and to understand them in terms of part of our Avodas Hashem. We do not know why, but we are required to ask what.